The first two recommendations from the facilities task force involve simple attendance boundary adjustments. The boundary lines between Highland, Westgate, and West Broad Elementary would be tweaked to make sure students don't have to cross busy roads like Broad Street and Hague Avenue. And the lines between North Linden Elementary and Mays Elementary would be adjusted for a more even distribution of students. Changes would be made in time for next school year. The third recommendation involves a greater upheaval of students, starting with moving the 9th through 12th graders of the Columbus North International Program at North High School into the former Brookhaven High School with the Columbus Global Academy. Students from Dominion Middle School, which is currently at 120% capacity, would move into North High School, which district spokesperson Scott Varner says could expand into an international language program.
At the same time that you'd still have those 7th and 8th graders that were in the international program staying there, so they would be part of an expanded Dominion program. This would be a unique opportunity for the staff and families at Dominion to kind of rethink their program to include a language immersion or a specialized language program. So not only would it encapsulate those international students that are there, but would also give us a unique opportunity to have a dedicated middle school pathway for our current language immersion programs. It's Spanish immersion and Ecole Kenwood, as well as our Mandarin program that's currently ongoing at Hubbard Mastery. So we would move the 6th grades from those buildings.
Because of the complexity of the proposal, the task force is recommending these changes not start until the 2020-2021 school year. The fourth recommendation, involving 13 schools on the south side of Columbus, would involve rebanding schools, returning to traditional grade divisions. South High School would house 9th through 12th grade, and Marion Franklin would become a 6th through 8th middle school. Buckeye Middle School and Siebert Elementary, which has been on the chopping block for several years, would both close. 6th graders would be moved from Fairwood, Lincoln, Livingston, Moeller, Stewart, and Southwood Elementaries.
We want to give more of our middle school students that true middle school experience, not having 6th graders treated like elementary students. So you would take all of those 6th graders out of those elementary schools and put them into this new Marion Franklin Middle School.
The fifth recommendation would involve a similar realignment for Linden and the East Side. Linden McKinley High School would become a middle school, sending its 9th through 12th graders to East High School. Hamilton, Linden, South Mifflin, and Windsor 6th graders would move to the new Linden McKinley Middle School, which would also house the district's ESL programs. Mifflin Middle School would close, and the students would transfer to Medina. The final recommendation involves administrative sites for the district and calls for closing the Morse Road Bus Compound, the Marion Franklin Opportunity Center in the former Beery Middle School building, and the Adult Education Center on Lexington Avenue. It recommends relocating the services at Linmore Education Center, the Hudson Distribution Center, and the 17th Avenue facility. And it calls for further study on what to do with properties like the Kingswood Data Center, the Food Production Center, and the district's headquarters on East State Street. The task force noted that several of these properties are extremely valuable. While appreciative of the task force's work, board members weren't necessarily convinced. Board member Shauna Gibbs says that in order to avoid under-enrolled schools in the future, the district needs to consider why parents and students are choosing the schools they are.
We've had open enrollment for the better part of 10 years, and if students wanted to go the East, they could have. So I want us to study very carefully, forcing kids to go where they could have chosen, they could choose right now.
The next step in the recommendations is a series of 4 community forums to gather public input on the proposals. But Interim Superintendent John Stanford cautioned that people need to approach the recommendations with certain assumptions.
As long as we understand that everything can't stay open and understand that we have to make a decision that is in the best interest of this community as well, and understanding that every transition, every change requires, you know, for us to work through those changes together. Those are the things that I would ask of this community as they go out into these forums.
The public forums are scheduled for September 10th at Linden McKinley, September 11th at Marion Franklin, September 13th at Columbus North International, and September 20th at the district's East State Street headquarters. Full details of the task force recommendations are available at the Columbus City Schools website. I'm Allison Holm, WCBE News.